Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. One less potential candidate, U.S. Vice President Joe Biden, has decided not to seek next year's Democratic nomination for the presidency.
I believe we're out of time, the time necessary to mount a winning campaign for the nomination.
Speaking Wednesday at the White House, Biden cited the ongoing grieving process following his son's death in May as the main reason he will not run. Outgoing Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives, John Boehner, has set October 28th as the date for party members to select their nominee for his replacement. The outgoing Speaker expressed support Wednesday for Congressman Paul Ryan, who has said he will run for House Speaker, but only if he has the support of all factions within the party. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has returned home following a meeting in Russia with President Vladimir Putin. The two leaders discussed the three-week-old Russian military campaign to support Mr. Assad's army. Mr. Assad is not known to have traveled abroad since 2011. Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, has endorsed the country's recent nuclear agreement, but warned the accord suffers from ambiguities and what he called structural weaknesses. In a letter to Iranian President Hassan Rouhani that was read on state television, Khamenei said such weaknesses could damage the country in the present and the future. No fewer than 14 South African universities have temporarily closed their doors amid a swelling wave of student protests over proposed tuition and fee hikes. There were scuffles Wednesday between protesting students and police outside of Parliament in Cape Town. Protests started last week at Johannesburg's University of Witwatersrand over a proposed 10% increase. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is calling on Israeli and Palestinian leaders to work to defuse a deadly wave of violence. Ban met Wednesday with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas in the West Bank town of Ramallah. Meanwhile, there were two more attempted Palestinian attacks on Israelis Wednesday. Police say a soldier was wounded in a stabbing near a West Bank settlement while the attacker was shot and killed. Earlier, Israeli troops shot a Palestinian woman after she approached a settlement in the West Bank with a knife. Britain and China have signed agreements worth more than $60 billion. The signing came as President Xi Jinping met with Prime Minister David Cameron. It is the second day of the Chinese leader's visit to Britain. Protests were reported Wednesday in the Republic of Congo's capital, Brazzaville, after fighting between opposition supporters and security forces left several dead on Tuesday. Nick Long reports.
Reports said several dozen youths tried to put up roadblocks on an avenue near Brazzaville's airport Wednesday and that police responded by firing tear gas. A group of protesters also gathered outside a police station in the Makalele district, prompting the army to send troops there. But elsewhere, a tense calm seemed to have been restored after Tuesday's violence. An activist with the Human Rights Association in Brazzaville, Luamba Moke, told VOA at midday Wednesday that he had not heard any gunshots, but the capital streets were less busy than usual. Nick Long, Goma.
Pakistan's top religious body has said women are not required to cover their faces, hands, or feet under Islamic Sharia law. The Council of Islamic Ideology made the ruling Monday. Pakistani and U.S. officials believe Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif's meeting with President Barack Obama at the White House on Thursday will offer an opportunity to advance the goal of deepening bilateral ties. Ayaz Ghul reports.
Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif's talks with President Obama come at a time of increased security and economic cooperation between Pakistan and the United States. Pakistani officials say they are seeking to establish an enduring partnership with the United States, which is not limited to counterterrorism and security cooperation only, as has been the case historically. Officials say a key objective of Sharif's visit is to seek increased U.S. investment, market access for Pakistani exports, and economic cooperation to further a domestic reform agenda and to boost investor confidence. Ayaz Gulf, Islamabad.
Germany's foreign minister stressed the imperative for containing any renewed conflicts between former Yugoslav countries because of disputes over Europe's immigration crisis. Speaking in Berlin after a meeting with his Finnish counterpart, Frank-Walter Steinmeier said Europe should make sure the movement of refugees does not spark new conflicts in the Balkan region. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.